Due to the sensitive nature of this podcast episode, listener discretion is advised. In life, we meet two kinds of people. The extraordinary ones we have the chance to meet and know. The second is the extraordinary ones we never get to meet and know. Eric was an extraordinary one you probably never got to know. And now he's no longer with us. But a lot of you might wish you had that chance. I think at the end, he wanted people to know he was here. He wanted to bring awareness to not only his situation, but to people that are in his situation now. And I believe he wanted to teach us something. And for that, he certainly has done that for me. And I think he will for you too. A little background on Eric before we get to hear Eric speak in his own words, not long before he passed. At one time, he worked for a major recording studio in Hollywood and later had one of his own. He had left his small town early on in life and set out to achieve his dreams, which he did. Then, in the last 17 years, he became sick with a disease, and I will let him tell you about it. It's referred to as the suicide disease, and he also had other health issues as well. And what this led to was him being in a trailer park where he lived out his last years in a small run-down RV in bad circumstances. I'll let him tell you all about that. This is for Eric, and may he never be forgotten.
I've had, I've had my chest is so heavy and so much pain from cardiac blockage. I need bypass surgery, and I'm in so much pain from the trigeminal neuralgia that I just decided not to fuck with it. I'm in just pain, all racked with pain. You know, it's no exaggeration to say that Job himself couldn't even claim this level of suffering for this number of years, and it just goes on and on. It sucked. Something like I had some kind of, you know, after only nearly 50 fucking years, I had an epiphany of I understand music completely now, and mixing and the recording process and the style, the number of styles that I could approach every song, and the technology's good enough, not nearly great, but it's good enough to do, and now I have to leave this fucking world. Can't wait. I'm not afraid. understand that. Something opened up. I understand everything. It's not insanity either. It's, I don't think it's any, it's not, definitely not usual or normal. I'm thinking now, something extraordinary has happened. I haven't said that in my, how can you say that to people? They'll just think you're insane, you know. Something extraordinary has happened. Last few days, I haven't been able to do music. I haven't wanted to. I mean, I think I've done enough to show, you know, what I could do. Putting it publicly for the world to at least know I was here at all first, and then to find out that I was extraordinary, and then to find out that that nobody gives a shit. People are so greedy. They have such a capacity for good, but they're so, especially when it comes to this sort of thing. They are so, it's just a give me and fuck you world in that business. I'm not gonna, it just wasn't meant to be for me to make it, quote unquote, in this world. I've known I had the talent my entire life, and I always just stepped aside when the marketing and the promotion and the self-promotion and the self aggrandizing bullshit got ugly. I just go, well, I don't want any part of that. Can't wait to leave this piece of shit rock and get out of this fucking body that's racked with pain and the mental and physical torture. And it won't be long now. It's March 1st, 2013. I'll be lucky if I make it to 50 on my birthday in May. Showing I lived like this, like a fucking animal in this lonely fucking, I've gotten lonely lately, this fucking hellhole. The actual hunger, not being able to afford food, the physical pain, the cold, the heart, the heat, the loneliness, the aloneness, the vast stretches of time, bugs, rats, the pain constantly. The fact that I was able to even keep the marketing going 24 hours a day for nearly a year now is stunning. That alone is a stunning achievement, much less that I did all these songs and played all the instruments and produced it myself and sang all the parts all alone. It's just a stunning work, and I hope someday that somebody finds it and does something with it. I know now why they built the pyramids. Before I leave, I just want people to know I was here. And I also kind of want them to know that how greedy they are, and they should step aside sometimes and let people who are really extraordinary, and there's a lot of them, shine and get the fuck out of the way. What a tragedy it is that we do that to each other. That's just the way I know how the entire universe functions now. I'm not afraid to die. I understand it completely. I'll be back. This collection of atoms and molecules. There's a fucking roach. Those fucking bugs, the crawling on me when I'm sleeping, mice running over me. Days and days and days. Once in the past few years, I've talked to somebody once a month for a few minutes. Oh well, we all want our little piece of whatever it is we're looking for. I've been mostly happy, though. I've learned to be happy. without anyone around. They're, most people are bastards anyway. They truly are just a mess. It's good to be away from mankind. I feel like I should get a do-over, and I think I will. As far as life, I just... I died happy. It was a good life. I'm just in a lot of pain. I want to go. Knocked all the fight out of me. I've seen the damn thing anyway. It's like a bad Disneyland, you know? A lot of pain. Unable to take care of myself. Then when you can't fight back at the world anymore when you're sick. So, from a shit cup and a shit jug, I would have preferred some Jack Daniels, but that might have went a little heavy on me. It's not a sad deal either. It's my time. It's my time. Shit, I live here. I mean, if you guys knew what this was, to be 5 years, and I like it that way in a way I chose it, but, I mean, when you're sick and nobody gives a shit, and they can't, that's all right. I mean, the world goes on, you know, we all have to fight. It's a struggle to take care of your goddamn self at some point. And Jordan. Sad deal, don't weep a fucking tear for me. I had a hell of a life. The way physics works, and it's irrefutable, and the way entropy works, everything that can happen will happen. There are realities. Universe is being born every second, and in one of those, everything that can happen will. In one of those universes, hell, and all of them, I'll be doing something interesting. Starting to rain a little bit. I'm sitting right here and getting fucked. Anything that can happen will happen eventually. And see, I'll be dead for the billions and trillions of years. We now know the universe goes on forever. We're back to that. So that's a lot. Forever. That's a whole lot. So there will be a universe where I am president of the damn world and kick ass on a vintage like 50s Strat with a Marshall stack and ride mini bikes, not dirt bikes, on the White House lawn. And I also sort of have all kinds of machines. Chest pain so bad, both sides, feels like I have elephants on my chest all the time. It's just my time. Fellas, I've decided not to stay. say, you know, except to I'm not gonna say fuck everybody and fuck everything, because it, you know, there's some stuff that's worthwhile around these parts, but most people who have this disease, trigeminal neuralgia, kill themselves in the first 5 years, the overwhelming 97%. I've made it 17 years, lost everything, been through every single little humiliation life has to offer. It's been interesting. But now it's time to, I've seen life for what it is, and now it's time to put it away. If you're healthy, push harder. You know, do something. Maybe to make the world a better place, but also it sort of helps you to focus what energies you have. What we're all remnants of the big damn bang. Sort of vibrating, oscillating in time, and that is a true fact. I figured out, I know the nature of the universe and how it works now. I figured it all out, you know. Time, then I gotta lay down and sleep for 6 or 8 hours and work 2 minutes or 10 minutes. Usually I work like 20 hours straight. I can't do it now. I guess I'm not getting enough oxygen. There'll probably be a time my heart is starting to fail, and what I imagine would happen, I really hadn't studied that in detail because it's obvious. I had a heart attack, died, that son of a bitch. But probably what happens is the pump itself, my heart cannot give it, pump enough blood to give its own self oxygen. And then it dies, and then you die, and then I die. I should just leave that goddamn sewer hose unattended. I'll fix it. I still got a little bit of time left. Everybody ends up laying in the goddamn sewer eventually, which is what I gotta do. How weird is this? Get out of here, you bastard. I'm dying here. Shit. Yeah. society has imploded, and it's not, I'm not saying good or bad, I'm saying with social networks and stuff like YouTube and Facebook and so on, there's a whole lot more people out there like me that have trouble communicating, connecting with the world, and they use these tools to do so, you know, and I think it'll be more and more of a thing. I do foresee a time when governments will take over these things, and, you know, as they become as historical tools and as archival tools and as communication tools and teaching tools and learning tools and documenting people's lives. I think that governments will have to take over YouTube. You can't just have a company. It's like, well, we're going to pimp and whore out this technology as much as we can to make as much money on it. We don't care about anything else. It's sort of a sacred trust. That's why they scratched on the walls of caves, because they were saying, I was here, and this is what I saw, and you, my descendants, you know, learn from this. It's in our nature to pass this stuff on so deeply. It can't just be left to any old bullshit profiteering company. Eventually, mark my words, governments will take over Facebook and YouTube and converge them into one sort of global network. And everybody will have a chip in their brain, and everything will be surveilled 24 hours within 50 years. That's only the beginning. I may not make it to the mountain. Death is going by the wayside too, believe it or not. Death. Mental illness, alcoholism, genetic engineering and nanotechnology, all that stuff's gone. But death. They will genetically engineer the death, the mechanism of your genetics that causes death. Within 100 years, definitely, probably within 50, people won't have to die anymore. There'll be dramatic breakthroughs. I'm not sad. Really not. I'm not sad at all. I'm not mad at anybody, especially. I'm curious. Well, not even curious. I know what happens. See, if you're dead for these eons at a time, you won't be aware of that. So it'll just, to you, it'll appear like you had life after life in quick succession. Consciousness is everything. If you're unconscious for a billion years, so what? You're born into another thing or universe or reality? It goes quick, too, because there are billions of universes and realities. That's physics. That is the way it works. There's no arguing that. It's my hope that in the future, it will be a computer that even bothers to fucking look at what I'm saying, and then compile this in some sort of like text document, my vlogs, my music, or whatever. But who knows? And then make some sense out of it, and then call it to people's attention. At least that I knew. It's my hope that someday there'll be like a little, I don't know. This is me traveling to the future in essence. It's all just the natural progression of entropy. Rain. You're shooting me down. You're hitting me down. Oh. When you're in this level of pain that I'm in, it forces your nervous system, which is everything. Your brain is a big nerve. It forces your entire... I've developed all kinds of... I've never told anybody about them, but strange and incredible abilities, you know. Look at the music and stuff I'm able to do now easy, usually, unless I'm hurting a lot. So it's been kind of a gift, really. Thank you, God. I miss Jordan. I loved her. You know, she was neat. Never slept with her or anything. But we wrote a lot of long letters back and forth. And she was a friend, and I understood what she was going through. And I'm kind of pissed off that she didn't share her math with me on why she did that, you know. It's just a shame, though. Goddamn shame. If you're well and you're alive, don't even think about killing yourself. Hell, I'm gonna. Pretty soon, too. It's the ultimate insult to the guy's last act in life, you know. Making a fucking video like this, and some son of a bitch just skipping forward, yada yada, let me see the next, yada yada, you know. The clock inside of me, for some reason, it's 26 minutes every time, like this one. Sort of beauty, I guess. It, totally beauty, you know, with music and I had a vision about it, you know. It's like math. It works out perfectly. People would have to fucking bother me when I'm making like a final statement, you know. But what did I learn? It was neat. You know, it was neat. I'm not pissed, or I'm not gonna do a. It might be a long rant. I'm not gonna do a incoherent, like fuck the world kind of deal. You know. You if you've been sick for a long, long time, And in a lot of pain now. I'm in a tremendous, feels like an elephant's on my chest right now. Has been for about 3 months, getting worse. 6 months, really getting worse every single day. Haven't really been able to function lately. I'm in a lot of pain from trigeminal neuralgia. I survived 15 years with trigeminal neuralgia. Most people kill themselves in the first five. 97% in the first five. So, you know, it's been like a fucking nightmare, really. But it's been a beautiful thing. The pushing on my nervous system, this hellacious pushing of the pain from the neuralgia has sort of amped, and our consciousness is all about our nervous system, so it's sort of amped up my ability to understand things and to do things in a way. It is the kind of deal where but I'm here. I mean, that's where it ended up for me. Here. Like Jimmy said, hell, I'll get to Well, I guess there will be a world where I'll know Jimi Hendrix and, like, jam with him. Maybe we'll be, like, friends or some shit. I like him, not crazy. I mean, he's nuts. But anyway, I'll see you in the next life. And don't be late. It's right.
Did pass away in 2014 due to his health problems.